Hello, this is the FL72 podcast, Sam and Tom. If you missed the show this week, then this is why you're here, to download and listen to it. And Tom has promised for this week's podcast, because this is a first where we've actually got a sponsored advertisement to bring you, that he reckons he can do it and deliver it in a professional manner.
Professional manner, yes. This is it's Tom Conner from the FL72 podcast telling you you can get 8 incredible craft beers for only £14 with Beer 52. As a listener to one of our Radio Yorkshire podcasts, we've arranged an extra special.
You can insert podcast there. You can say you can make it sound a bit more exclusive to the FL72 listener.
As a listener to our FL72 podcast, we've arranged an extra special deal just for you. Beer 52 ship theme monthly boxes, if we could say the words, of small batch craft beer straight to your door. You can get £10 off a case of 8 delicious, exclusive craft beers selected to your preferences. The award-winning Ferment magazine and a snack by using our code...
What's the code?
The code, by using our code, PROPER, all in capitals.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Lowercase or in capitals, just in capitals to emphasise that.
I'm reliably informed that proper at beer52.com. That's 8 exclusive hand-selected beer. This month, Sam, it's Norwegian craft beers. Very nice indeed. 100-page Ferment magazine, beer snack, free next-day delivery, so you're not going to wait either, and a flexible monthly subscription. All just £14 in your first month.
Excellent. Well done, Tom Carndorf. We can vouch for it because sent it out. Next day delivery. It arrived. It was ice cold and it was very, very tasty.
Very good.
So make sure beer52.com. We'll work on Tom for next week. But this is the podcast.
The FL72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Hello and welcome along to the FL72. Sam Bridges and Tom Carndorf back for another week to look back on. Well, a busy weekend of action across Easter. 2 games for all of our sides across the Football League, where Leeds United have dropped out of the top 6 on goal difference. We'll get Tom's thoughts on that, plus the fortunes of Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield Town in that promotion mix as well. We'll discuss Sheffield United. They are now champions, beating Bradford City 3-0. Doncaster Rovers slipping up over the Easter weekend in their hunt for the League 2 title. We'll discuss Harry Redknapp. He's back in management at Birmingham. Brighton have secured their place in the Premier League. And, we'll discuss all of the promotion picture, including good days, bad days as well. We'll see what happened to Tom's new second feature. Don't see that anywhere on the running order this week. And we'll discuss transfer news as well. All that and more to come on the FL72. Yes, welcome along. Good evening to you and good evening, Tom.
Good evening.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Good.
Really good. You told me earlier that you were wearing a new jumper tonight.
I am wearing a new jumper. Bit of inside info for you there to start the show off.
If you're watching live on Facebook this evening, take a look at Tom's jumper. Tell us if you like it.
It's burgundy. It's a jumper. It's great.
I would class that as claret.
Burgundy. Move on.
Let us know if you do like Tom's jumper and your thoughts, of course, on all of the topics that we are discussing tonight, including the promotion picture in the Championship, which we have tended to discuss in length last week. And, a bit of a change-up this weekend. There was always the danger with 2 games over Easter that things could change. And I don't think that many people thought that we would be discussing Leeds United out of the top 6. We kick off with the Yorkshire news we do as ever. Tom, you're at the game against Wolves on Monday. Obviously, you watched the game on Friday on the telly while listening to the coverage here on Radio Yorkshire, that 1-1 draw against Newcastle. Thoughts overall on the Easter weekend? Leeds now 7th, but are you a worried man?
Overall, disappointing from a Leeds aspect, because on Friday, a fantastic point, really. It just always seems better as a fan when you see a last-minute goal. And at the time, what is kind of such a huge point. To go to Monday where you're basically begging for a last-minute equaliser for a very different reason. Very disappointing result, very disappointing performance from Leeds, of course, dropping out now, but it's only on goal difference. That's the saving grace. We could be here at 5:30 on Saturday. Leeds could be fifth at Sheffield Wednesday, and Fulham could be 3 points off them. In the same way that it could be, you know, the playoff hopes could pretty much be over this weekend, depending on results. So it's very close to the top, you know, looking at it from, how to put it, not a neutral aspect, but looking from an outside perspective, I'm sure it's very entertaining to watch. It's torture if your team's involved in it, but it's kind of a testament to how good the league is this year that we could have a team on 79, 80 points that are going to miss out on the playoffs.
Yeah, we've seen Leeds' recent run of form. That last two games in particular, obviously a late point against Newcastle. In terms of performance in that game and what you saw on Monday in the defeat at home to Wolves, is there anything that does worry you in terms of getting the points required to get Leeds back in the top six?
I can take the Newcastle performance because Leeds got the point. That's the main thing. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew
a lot of chances for Newcastle.
Yeah, exactly. We knew that was going to be the case. But the Leeds defence, you know, when you've got 19 corners against you and however many chances, to concede one goal is phenomenal, you know. And maybe that was the game plan, that they can rely on the defence, they can rely on Rob Green, they can rely on Pontus Janssen, Bartley, Aylin Berardi so much that they can take these attacks. You don't really want to be seeing that at home at Elland Road against a Wolves team that, OK, they've been all right in form. They've not got overly much to play for anymore now. It should really have been a game where Leeds should have picked up the 3 points, as it's come back to show that everyone else around them also picked up the 3 points. It made it that bit worse. But there's, again, you know, after the game, there was the worry that was setting in. But then when you've had time to reflect on it, you're thinking, well, OK, you know, there is still, you know, it's only goal difference. It's not like we're sat here and there's a 3 point gap with three games to go. Like I said, Saturday 5:30, it can be a completely different picture. Leeds could be in fifth position and the confidence could be back. As Gary Monk said, three wins and they're there. Three wins and they're there. Simple to say, but they are three winnable games really for a Leeds team if they are looking to secure promotion.
Indeed. Saturday, as you said, important in terms of the quick turnaround.
Yes.
Fulham, who have moved into the playoff places, in six, three wins in a row for them. Mm-hmm. But their next game is over at the John Smith Stadium against Huddersfield.
Yes.
On Saturday. And Huddersfield, so their Easter weekend in comparison, pretty decent. A win on Friday, 3-2 against Preston, an important win after that defeat against Forest. And then the draw against Derby yesterday, again on the TV, that one. And Huddersfield leading for a long period of time. And maybe was slightly disappointed with the draw. But overall, 4 points over Easter, pretty decent.
Yeah, can't complain. Huddersfield definitely playoffs now anyway. That's a certainty, really. You wouldn't think of them going to drop out unless, you know, something monumentally disastrous happens. And it's unlikely, but they've still got a chance at automatic, purely because they do have that game in hand over Reading. They win that. Newcastle, again, they lost this weekend. The point against Leeds, they have slipped up as well this weekend. If that happens again and Huddersfield can capitalise, there could be a real situation where next week, next Saturday, they're only a point behind Newcastle and the pressure's really on then. But regardless, fantastic season, a good weekend for them, and they should be full of confidence going into the playoffs, because, you know, having watched them quite a lot this season, you would fancy their chances despite the playoff being a lottery. They've got a good team and the belief's there, really. It shows in the season ticket sales for the new offer they've put out. The fans are really engaging. It's a good atmosphere most weeks there as well. Yeah, why not Huddersfield? The belief is there and it should be a really entertaining team to watch in the playoffs.
Yeah, that game in hand against Wolves,
yes,
obviously beat Leeds on Monday. And one of the teams that we did talk about last week that have come to under new management, right, they had back-to-back defeats before that win against Leeds, but before mm-hmm. that had won their last five under Paul Lambert. So again, they're a dangerous team for Huddersfield with that game in hand.
Yeah, that five, that, you know, that win streak that kind of came out of nowhere has saved them pretty much. Before that, they were in a real bad position and the worry was there, but not so much anymore. Regardless, Leeds didn't take the opportunity, Huddersfield do. They need to take that opportunity. If they are to... Again, I know it's unlikely. You're looking at it now, 7 points with a game in hand. Okay, if they win that game in hand, it's only four. But you never know. This season's shown, you know, Leeds... Go back to Leeds. They were a dead certain to finish in the playoffs a month ago, and now there's worry that they're going to finish there. Brighton, people are questioning whether they're going to go up. They're looking like they're going to win the league now. They're definitely in the Premier League. So, yeah, it's an interesting scenario at the moment. But again, if they can win that game against Wolves, they're in a really good position. It's not really in doubt, but their playoffs will be certain. And again, you never know. You just never know what results are going to come in the remaining weeks.
Yeah, important though for Huddersfield in their remaining games that they do get a bit of momentum for the playoffs. If you're looking at the form of the rest of the teams, I think Huddersfield's they've lost certainly the most games in the last 10 compared to their playoff rivals, and a little bit of an unbeaten run now, putting the two games over Easter together. But they do need more and a bit more confidence ahead of the players, because the form is a little bitty at the moment.
Yeah, maybe it's a new scenario for them. In fairness, it is for a couple of the teams up there, and you know, they're not used to this with the greatest respect. Huddersfield are usually down the other end of the table. They've been fantastic this season. They've put a fantastic team together. They're playing very well. They're getting the results, as we can see in the table. Maybe it's just, you know, the pressure is maybe sneaking in a bit. It's not necessarily a bad thing. They've got that kind of points buffer zone where they can slip up. You'd rather they kind of get it out now and they win their last couple of games to take some momentum into the playoffs. And, you know, like I said, they're a good team. You would fancy them to do well in the final four. And if they can get to Wembley, I know the whole playoffs are lottery, but if they can get to that playoff final, you'd fancy them to kind of beat anyone with the kind of occasion and how they can play the big occasion.
Who finishes third then? Do you think second is available? Do you think Newcastle are going to falter? Newcastle's last three games, they host Preston, interestingly, on the Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone will have played by the time. So maybe a bit of added extra pressure there to Rafa Benitez's
potentially,
side,
yeah,
on the Monday, the 24th of April. Then they have quite a quick turnaround, really. Friday night away at Cardiff, and then Barnsley on the final day of the season at St James's.
On paper, it's not a bad run in, is it? But again, you never know. We've seen so many kind of surprise results. People would have expected them to beat Ipswich this weekend. They didn't. They slipped up there. I think it is going to be that top two now. Of course, Brighton, we know, but you'd expect Newcastle to get that second spot. But again, it's a case of if Huddersfield win that game in hand, it becomes really interesting, because then Newcastle know they have to win those three games, because it's a difficult run-in, but you'd expect Huddersfield to win the remaining games. And especially if they know that they're only 4 points off with three games to go, the kind of added incentive is there. If Newcastle slip up once, it throws it wide open again. So, again, I don't think it's likely, but you never know. You just never know if Newcastle do slip up 1 week.
A little spoiler for good days, bad days,
yes,
later on. It's not Rotherham, a good day, not Ipswich, sorry, a good day in the Championship. Your man Mick McCarthy, two wins,
yes,
over Easter.
Yes.
Secured safety.
Yes.
Beating Newcastle.
Yes.
Beating Burton. Yes. Don't even get a mention.
It's been a difficult one. There's been a lot of different scenarios this week. But yeah, great. Again, great week for weekend for Ipswich. They, for a team who don't really have much to play for, they managed to pull off some big results, and that Newcastle, I'm sure, while Leeds and Ipswich have done Huddersfield big favours this weekend, if they are to achieve automatic.
In terms of finishing in third place,
yes.
Do you think that game in hand's going to, if Huddersfield finish in third because of the game in hand?
I think Reading
are in good form despite that hammering they got against Norwich.
Yeah,
they pretty much won every game around it.
Yeah, I think it's just the Huddersfield team. If anyone's going to finish the highest out of the playoff teams, it's going to be Huddersfield for me. I've said it before about Reading. I respect the fact that they can get results. That's fine. They can get results. They can get wins. Great. Good for them. But their style of football, it's just boring football to watch. It's not the best football. Not saying, you know, they can grind out the results. They can get the wins. They can get the victories. But I'd rather have a Huddersfield take their place. You know, third place, if it comes to a final, whatever, who play some good football than a team who just constantly pass backwards. But that's just me. But in terms of footballing, I do think Huddersfield are going to set the third spot.
Lots to play for. We'll talk about Sheffield Wednesday in a few moments' time. But let's hear from the Leeds boss, Gary Monk, right now, speaking to Radio Yorkshire after that defeat by Wolves at the weekend.
What's the mood in the dressing room, first of all, after that second half effort but not getting the goal?
Look, it's very clear we're disappointed with that result. We didn't want that to happen at this stage of the season, but as I just said to the players there, I think we've had the mentality for so long where we've been in the playoffs quite comfortably and kind of being in that protective mode and trying to stay in there and stay in there, and now we have to change that mentality to be a team that goes on the hunt. So it'll be interesting to see, but we have three games. We have to give our maximum. I think the game today, where you could see clearly the first half, we were of the mentality where we didn't set out to be like that, but we're kind of waiting for something to happen, and it cost us. And then second half, we were the ones trying to make it happen, and it has to be that way in these next three games, starting with a game on Saturday. So our mentality changes. We have to be now a team that got on the hunt. We let it all go on the pitch. We put it where we try and make it happen. And one thing is, I'm 100% confident with this group. If we do that, we're more than capable of fighting for those 9 points in those three games, and it starts with the first 3 points on Saturday.
Physically, was there any hangover from the Newcastle game in the first half display?
No, look, there's no excuses from us. First 45 minutes, we chose possibly one of the worst times to put one of our worst 45 minutes that we've had all season, which is disappointing. But second half, we reacted really well. Again, we tried to, that's the key, we tried to make it happen in the second half, and we needed to start the game like that and play the whole game. And now we can't afford any more periods like that first half. So one thing I know for sure is that this group will be ready, and we're going to these last three games with everything that we got.
Yeah. Were you in any way annoyed at the nature of the Wolves goal, how that came from one of your centre-backs stepping out of it?
Annoyed with any goal that goes against us. Look, it's not about that right now. We're reflecting and assessing, and as we always do, and go through it with the group. But we know clearly the first 45 minutes was nowhere near good enough, and that was our downfall. That ended up costing us the result in that period. But we have to approach the game like we did in the second half, where we try and let it all go and we try and force the issue and make things happen, you know. And on another day, the second half, we had the opportunities to get the equaliser and maybe take a point out of it, but we haven't, so we have no time to feel sorry for ourselves. We'll stick together. We'll come out, and I can pretty much guarantee you that in these next three games, these players will give absolutely everything they got.
You're expecting a very different game next up against Burton, you know, different players as well, maybe to start that one?
They're all different games. It's for me to have a good look. Our preparation starts now. I said it to the players when we walk out of that changing room, is there'll be a lot of talking and around outside about the situation and everything like that. That's fine. You take that on the chin, but one thing this group now is we're preparing for this game on Saturday. We have to be ready to give our maximum and put everything out there on the pitch. And if we do that, I've seen it many times this season where we're more than capable of winning games. We're more than capable of winning the three games, but we have to go and make sure that we make it happen. So that's the key. That's the key. That's the message to the group, and that's the message to all of us. You know, we stick together and we go full into these three games.
How confident are you that you can still make the playoffs?
More than confident. You know, it's not, we're not, we now become the ones that go on the hunt, but it's not like we're trying to, you know, not a massive gap or anything like that we're trying to cover up. We're actually right in there. And yeah, it's still a really good situation for us. Of course, in terms of today, it's not a good situation or a feeling of losing the game, especially here at home. So, but we've got no time to feel sorry for ourselves. There's no point to that. It doesn't get you anywhere. We'll let other people feel sorry for themselves. We'll be ready, and I'm sure you'll see in this game starting at the weekend, their team ready to give everything that they got, and make sure that we give our best chance of making it happen.
From Barnsley to Bradford, the FL72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Leeds boss Gary Monk there speaking to Radio Yorkshire after that defeat on Easter Monday against Wolves. Tom, let's turn our attention to Sheffield Wednesday, who pretty much, I think a lot of people were writing off for the playoffs a few weeks ago, but they've strung a very good run of results together. 4 wins in a row. Now getting 6 points over the Easter period. It's back on for Carlos Carvajal's side. Are you convinced?
I am, in terms of they're a very good team. We know that. We've known that from last season. They've been there or thereabouts for most of the season, really, bar a bit of a slow start. Very good team, getting very good results at the moment. You're looking back at that Newcastle victory a couple of weeks ago. Okay, Newcastle have been a bit shaky in recent weeks, but it's still a fantastic 3 points to get. My only worry for Sheffield Wednesday is the running. They've got three difficult games coming up. It's going to be a real test if they are to make the playoffs and to make the final top six.
Yeah, Sheffield Wednesday's running the house. Derby on Saturday, of course, a very good point yesterday against Huddersfield. Then they go to Ipswich, who not really got too much to play for.
Yeah.
But we've just seen that they've turned their form around a little bit. Mick McCarthy's side, of course, beating Newcastle on Easter Monday. And then it's the what people would have thought was the straight shootout between Sheffield Wednesday and Fulham for the final playoff spot a few weeks ago. Do you still see it potentially as that, or Leeds obviously dragged well into it now? Yeah. Do you think it might be a three-way shootout?
It's going to be... It's just too difficult to call, I think, at the moment. It all depends, obviously, as silly as it sounds, over the next couple of weeks. Derby, like you said, good point against Huddersfield. It's still a good side, regardless of the season they've had. Routes come in, doing pretty well at the moment for kind of what he had left. Ipswich away, beat Newcastle, of course, beat Sheffield Wednesday in the reverse fixture at Hillsborough. A game that Wednesday really struggled in, to be honest. It was an Ipswich side that, again, they are down there at the moment, but they were really deflated at that point. And then, of course, Fulham, who we never know, regardless of the situation, you feel that both teams will want the win for the momentum. If, you know, if they're both already in the playoffs, then great for them, but they'll still want the win to kind of get the one over, to get the momentum into the playoffs. So it's going to be a very difficult running, but if they do see off that running, get good results over the next three games, then you kind of go, well, fair enough, they're a team that are deserving to be in the playoffs if they can beat good teams at a crucial time in the season.
Fulham, on the other hand, we mentioned they go to Huddersfield at the weekend, then they host Brentford, and then, of course, it is Fulham, final day of the season. It's Sheffield Wednesday, the final day of the season for Fulham. I think that's a tougher run-in.
It's both tough. I think it's just, again, a case of Sheffield Wednesday been in good form, but they've shown this season they kind of have bits of, you know, blip results. It's just so difficult to call which way it's going to go at the moment. I think on paper, probably the easiest running out of the three is Leeds, but then they've got to play two sides who potential relegation candidates. And we don't know the status of Wigan when they come to it. They could be fighting for their lives. They could have to win on the final day. So, yeah, difficult. Very difficult, but both difficult run-ins for Fulham on Wednesday.
Mm. For Wigan are five adrift at the moment.
Yes.
9 points to play for at the moment. They host Cardiff on Saturday, and another tough game for them. Let's just have a look at the rest of their runnings. The other game that they've got,
I think,
Wigan, it is, they go to Reading, of course.
Yes.
We just mentioned, and then Leeds again. That's tough. Reading, Wigan could surely be down by that point. They need
it's a
to
difficult
win.
One
to
it's,
win them all.
If
they,
you're looking,
can they go and beat Reading away?
That's what I mean. If you're looking at Leeds' aspects, I suppose that for Leeds' benefit, you'll want them to be relegated this weekend. Because then they're down, they're out. You know, they're, of course, they're going to want to win every game, but it's not going to be the same as a team who are fighting for their lives and have to get 3 points to stand a chance of staying in the division. Equally, if they can take points off Reading, great. But if they're taking points off Reading by that point, you're imagining they've got something to play for. So it's a difficult situation, but I think looking at it, because obviously the one it's going to affect the most is Leeds as they play them. I think Leeds would probably prefer that they'd be relegated by that point than playing a team who have no option but to win to stay in the division.
So go on then, call it. You say it's too close to call. Where are you going? Who finishes where in the playoffs? So you
right.
Going Huddersfield third.
So obviously Brighton to win the league. I think that's done now. Newcastle will, I think, will get second.
Limbs over the line.
You'd imagine they'd get it. Huddersfield to take third. It annoys me, but Reading, I think, are going to take fourth. Fulham fifth. And Leeds sixth. Again,
so you've got Sheffield Wednesday to drop out, even though they've got a 2-point advantage at the moment.
That's the thing, one of them's got to drop out. But then this weekend, it could just be a completely different picture where Wednesday could be sat out. It's just so close, so difficult. And like I said, it's going to, someone is probably going to miss out in the playoffs on 79 or 80 points. And I think that of course, your disappointment, but there can't be too much disappointment. Any other season, that would have been enough. And I know you've got to go with what's kind of around you, but there's going to be disappointment. It's going to be pretty harsh if you're not going to make the playoffs on 79/80 points.
Is it going to come down to goal difference? Do you think Fulham have the superior between the three we're talking about in Sheffield Wednesday, Fulham and Leeds? Plus 15 for Leeds at the moment, plus 14 for Sheffield Wednesday, plus 24 for Fulham, who've been scoring for fun this season.
Yeah, I think I know they're very, very similar goal difference. They've scored the same amount. They've conceded, obviously, Leeds conceded one less, but Leeds' defence have just been solid. The only worry is Pontus Janssen didn't get carded on Monday. Still one card away from a suspension, so if they lose him, it's going to be a big loss, especially with Liam Cooper out banned until the last game of the season. Goal difference is going to be a big factor, especially for Fulham. They've got such a big gap. It's going to be a big ask for a 10-goal swing to kind of go against them to benefit another team. So, yeah, it could be a big player.
Oh, I saw time.
But the only thing... I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but what if it comes to it and a Wednesday Fulham draw will do them on the last day? It's been done before at the bottom end of the table where teams were happy enough when they were drawing to pass the ball around because it suited them both. I'm not conspiracy... Nothing like that, but there could be a real situation where they could go, you know what, a draw's going to do us both here. A draw will do us both and we're both in.
Yeah. The only difference...
And I'm sure Sheffield Wednesday, any opportunity to get one over on Leeds and kind of screw them over, they'll take.
The only difference from bottom to top is obviously playoff placings and who you're going to face in the semi-final. If it's the choice between fifth and sixth and you're saying Huddersfield are nailed on,
yeah,
third.
Yeah. But then
it might be a win. It's either a win to face Reading or it's...
Yeah, Paul Lambert said it in his press when I was at the press conference after Leeds Wolves yesterday that you may as well roll a dice. That's just... It's such a cliche, but it is that they're all four good teams. You're going to have to play them at some point if you want to, you know, want to get promoted to the Premier League. Out of those four, I don't think I'm that... You'd be that bothered who you're going to play because they're all good teams in their own right. You're going to have to beat the best to obviously get promoted. So, yeah, like I said, I'm not one to say, oh, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. But it could be a real scenario where a draw would suit them both. And you never know. It's been done before.
Daniel Hill's been in touch on Facebook. He's having a bit of a go. Say, we've hit top form. Sheffield Wednesday fan. Won the last five. You still think we will drop out of the playoffs? That is Tom's opinion.
Yes.
Not my opinion. I'm backing Sheffield Wednesday to get in the playoffs and win the playoffs. I'm going for Fulham to drop out just in their running. I just think that's tough. I think they're going to get beat at the weekend at Town. And then I think Sheffield Wednesday will beat them at Hillsborough on the final day. That's only 3 points
it's just
available
too close.
From the last nine for me for Fulham. I think it's going to get a little bit too tough for them. But the form's been excellent. They're the form team of the whole top six. And it'll be a shame for them to drop out because the way they played and scoring so many goals, you would like to see them in the playoffs. It'd be a cracking semi-final, Huddersfield against Fulham.
Yeah. Oh, I think as long as Reading aren't involved, it's going to be a great semi-final final of entertaining football. But it's purely nothing like... They're a very good side. And I really think it is going to be a case. Someone's going to get 79 or 80 points and they're going to miss out. And that's just... That's ridiculously harsh because in previous seasons that would have been enough, but again it's just such a close call. So many teams or three teams combining for just one spot. It's similar to the title promotion race of last season with Brighton, Middlesbrough, Burnley. It's just that this time it's for the final, you know, two playoff spots. It'd probably be easier, I think, to judge this weekend when hopefully there might be a bit of a gap. So we can call it a bit easier. If there's a 3-point gap, you really go, okay, this team and this team. But as it's only on goal difference, it's just so difficult at the moment.
Time will tell on that one. We'll take a quick break on the FL72 and we'll drop down into League One next.
From Wednesday to United, the FL72 on Radio Yorkshire.
Yes, welcome back to the FL 72. We're live on DAB across West Yorkshire, also online as well. And in Vision, you can go and watch Tom Minnie's new jumper live on Facebook.
Yes.
Tom, let's drop into League One right now. And, well, Sheffield United champions.
Yes.
Now a fantastic run of form. They've been on their 15 points clear at the top of the division. Have a chance of going on to get those 100 points if they win their final two games. Perfect Easter to them, beating Port Vale 3-0 on Friday and Easter Monday 3-0 again, this time at home against Bradford City. Your thoughts on Sheffield United winning the league in some style?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, but excellent, really. They've, you know, after what was a slow start where some... I'm going to say a minority of fans did. There was the Wilder outside coming into it. Imagine if they did get rid of him, what a different season it could have been. It just shows 15 points clear of Bolton, okay, game in hand, but still 12 points clear of second if they do win that game. It's, you know, the table doesn't lie, the stats don't lie. They're a very good team. They showed it on Monday in kind of the homecoming back to Bramall Lane as league champions that they put in a fantastic first half performance. They really showed why they have won this division. And if they can hit 100 points, that's really going to give them some confidence going into the Championship. If, say, they're still going on a similar pattern now, go to the Championship as champions of 100 points and a goal difference of around plus 45, you've got to have the confidence there. You've got to have the confidence because, you know, you're not going to imagine them as a team struggling around relegation, surely. You're going to be looking at them as kind of similar to Barnsley, where they can push up the table. Maybe challenge playoffs, who knows? We don't know exactly the transfer business, etc. they're going to do in January, but the summer even. But yeah, it's fantastic for them. Great achievement, and look forward to seeing them back in the Championship after what seems like an age away from it.
Indeed, yeah, it's been a long time coming. What a job Chris Wilder has done this season. And after that win against Bradford, Chris Wilder spoke to Radio Yorkshire.
Not surprised, the attitude, you know. You know, I think there'd be a lot of people in the division looking up at how we would have been today and possibly would have expected an away win, maybe a bit of a sluggish performance, maybe, you know, we've won it, we've done the hard work, let's get the flip-flops on, but there weren't any flip-flops on there today. And we were bang up for it, and I just think that's been the hallmark of this side. You know, I've said to him before, you know, we're not getting out-battled here, we're not getting out-fought. I thought the first we talked about the first 15 minutes of the game, absolutely massive as a marker of what we're about, and obviously the first 15 minutes showed that how we were going to go about it today, and I was delighted with that.
The 100 points, I know you just missed out on it at Northampton last year. Is that a motivating factor to
just win games? Whatever it's 100 points or whatever it's, win the next game, play well as a group, and which we've talked about, and maybe I don't think maybe enough people have talked about us as well about the football we play. You know, buzzwords for us: enthusiasm, work ethic, competitiveness. You know, team spirit. But you know, I think Bradford City are really good football inside, and you know, the stuff that we played today. You know, I don't think should go unnoticed, and the stuff that we've played consistently right the way through the season, the way we play, the decisions that we make, the end bit, you know, leading goal scorers, you know, 3-0 on Friday, 3-0 today, just an outstanding effort.
Is our first half as good as it's been this season for you?
Yeah, it's up there, so I think that, you know, considering, you know, possibly the boys have been on it for 3 or 4 days, which I've said go for it because you have to, because I certainly have and will. Just said to him now, you know, you've got 2 days off, sports science out the window completely. Eat and drink what you want, and fully deserved as well, but they'll be back at it Thursday. But no, I thought the play, you know, for them to change their shape and make a substitution, and full credit to them, they had to take chances, they never gave it up. And I thought we showed a different side as well. Second half, we just sat in and sucked them on, and you know, they got into some decent positions, had a lot of the ball, but the job was done really for the first half an hour. The job was done and the game was won, and you know, we've we've beat an excellent side. And I say this, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Bradford City, obviously connections there, and I personally hope they join us in the division next
nice
year.
Nice touch with the Guard of Honour as well. Not a lot of teams
just,
have done
nah,
that.
Just class eight. I got a couple of bottles of champagne from the chairman as well, and James Mason. So I'm you know, thankful of that, and Stuart giving us the Guard of Honour. Nothing that I wouldn't have expected from a class club, and you know, the supporters deserve to hopefully go up, and I'm sure that you know, they will have a right go at it in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
The FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire.
On it. He's not messing about, is he, Chris Wilder?
Who was on it more, Chris Wilder or Anthony Knockhart? Let us know.
Indeed. Danny Parkinson, who was there yesterday for Radio Yorkshire, said the whole stadium, the pitch, it smelt of sweet champagne.
See, when he said that, I thought, oh, that's quite a nice thing to do in a match report, showing, you know, that, no, it actually smelt of champagne, apparently, so... Mm. Wasn't like a hyped up promotion. I'm not good with grammar and stuff, so I don't know the phrase. Is it a phrase? Anyway, yeah, it actually smells champagne. But yeah, don't blame them really for celebrating. And even after so much celebrating, they're still going out and beating, you know, a Bradford team quite convincingly on the first half performance. Just shows kind of what a quality team they do have.
Yeah, so they've been on it for a while.
And on
they,
it.
They beat Port Vale.
It's
they
just going to turn
it.
Up on the last day of the season just with bottles of branded beer that's available for sponsorship in the next 2 weeks if anyone wants to get in.
Quite a problem. And they're still on it as well, because he said they'll be back on it on Thursday in terms of actual proper training. So they're still having another few days of...
Why not? Well, why not, eh?
And why not? Well,
why will, not? You may as well celebrate.
Will Bradford City be... the club be smelling of sweet champagne. Come,
will Stuart McCall also be on it?
Come the middle of the May, will Stuart McCall be forgetting about sports science? Just boozing.
Who knows?
You think they've got a decent chance, Bradford, in the playoffs. That defeat on Monday, but they've been on a very good run themselves, Bradford City. Only lost twice in 10 games.
Yeah.
And winning a lot more games now than they were early in the season with the 18 draws that they've got.
Yeah, they don't lose many games. We took the mick out of the amount of games they were drawing, but it's going to play to their advantage a bit in the playoffs, I think, where you're not used to losing games. It's going to help, essentially, over what will be three games. But again, much like the Championship, it's a lottery. Bradford are there. I think they should pick up a point in the next two games, at least a point. And you'd fancy them. It all depends on who's going to be joining them. Really... It's going to be difficult for them. I think it's going to be too much to ask for them. It all depends, of course, on Bolton's result tonight. But if they slip up against a Bury team who are fighting for survival at the other end, we don't know who's going to be joining them in the playoffs. But, yeah, it's going to be competitive. And in all honesty, having seen them, I would fancy Bradford to secure promotion alongside Sheffield United.
It's been a great run that they're on. They've won 6 of the last 10. They've drawn 2 and lost 2 as well. They've not beaten anyone, though, in that run in the top 6. The only 2 games they've played against top 6 opposition has been that game against Sheffield United.
Yeah.
And they were beaten by Scunthorpe who, as it currently stands and as it probably will end, it looks like probably the most likely semi-final opponents for Bradford, 4th and 5th between them. Millwall are 5 points back in 6th place. Fleetwood 78 points, 2 ahead of Scunthorpe, 3 ahead of Bradford. So if things kind of stay as they are, Scunthorpe Bradford would be a semi-final. Is that maybe a little concern for Bradford?
I wouldn't say so. I think you're looking back at that defeat, that 3-2, was it, defeat to Scunthorpe the other week. They were incredibly unlucky not to get something from that. They threw absolutely everything at them at the end. You're looking at where they're making, defenders are making ridiculous goal line clearances, lying down. It's hitting the keeper's arm, shoulder. They've just thrown absolutely everything at them. One of those where on another day, the ball's going to go a couple of centimetres another way and it's going to go in. They're going to get a point, they're going to get a win, etc. So it wouldn't be too concerning for me. And again, you're looking at that losses. They've only lost one more game than Sheffield United this season. And that shows, you know, that they can get, even if it is X amount of draws, they've drawn as many as they've won pretty much, but they're still picking up the points. They're not a team that are used to losing. That's going to play to your advantage come the playoffs.
Indeed. Do you think, in terms of the playoffs, is that how it's going to be? Do you think those four places, Fleetwood, Scunthorpe, Bradford, Millwall, do you think Bolton will slip up? Do you think the Southend maybe have a shot still? Do you think they're on the point of Millwall?
I think we're going to have a look after tonight with Bolton playing Bury tonight. If Bolton, as you'd expect, really do get the result in that, I think that could be that in terms of the automatic promotion, because you're looking at a 4-point swing in just two games, remember, because League One, of course, finished a game earlier. And, you know, even down below, mathematically, of course, Bristol Rovers can be involved, so can Oxford. It's going to be a big ask, but, you know, I think it is going to be between Rochdale, who, of course, played Bradford on the last day, so could be some incentive there to maybe join them in the playoffs, but it does look like it's going to be between Millwall and Southend, and, you know, it's very close to call, much like the Championship.
Bristol Rovers, as you said, they're probably just too far away, but they do play Millwall on the final day of the season, so again, tough games, which could allow the likes of Rochdale, who, as you said, play Bradford, and Southend to sneak in as well. Would you prefer to see any other team? Would you like to see Southend in the playoffs? They've scored, again, quite a lot of goals this season.
Yeah, definitely. And again, Millwall, a good side. They've turned it around. They had blips this season. Questions did creep in a bit, but they have kind of turned it around. But yeah, maybe, you know, we had Bradford, we had Millwall last season, of course, in the playoffs. Maybe a Southend or a Rochdale might mix things up a bit. Of course, with the opportunity to get promoted to the Championship as well, but you've still got the likes of Fleetwood that's, you know, such a big story, really, that they're in contention to get promoted to the Championship. They could do it automatically still, depending on that result tonight. They're well in with a shout of automatic. So it is going to be an entertaining playoff, regardless of who makes it. Millwall, of course, much like Sheffield United in the Championship, they've got the recent experience. They've got that. You know, they were there last year. They came so close to getting promoted last year. And that maybe will have an edge alongside Bradford, who fell, of course, to Millwall last year. So, you know, similar to the Championship, it is going to make it an entertaining kind of few games in that aspect.
In League Two, Doncaster Rovers promoted, all the top three sides now up in League Two. But
yes,
since hitting the top, Donny have not done a Sheffield United. They've not taken the league by storm and taken the title. Just 3 points in it now. Plymouth Argyle back in second place. Do you think Donny are going to win the league, or is there a little bit of a concern for me?
Question marks, yeah. It'd be nice, wouldn't it, for them? It'd be nice to go up with a title, especially after the last few years that they've had. It would be nice to even something, you know, to give to the fans. Look, you know, we've got a title. Give them a bit of motivation going into, well, a bit of a boost going into next season to have that. It's going to go in your club history, etc., etc. But unlike Sheffield United, like you said, they've really struggled. Difficult games coming up as well. They've got to play Exeter, whose playoff position is not secure at all, and they've got to play Hartlepool on the last game. Again, Hartlepool could be scrapping, fighting for their lives, trying to stay in the Football League. So it's going to make it really interesting matchups. You've got Plymouth, who destroyed Newport County at the weekend. You know, what a way to kind of confirm your promotion to the top flight. They've got a lot of confidence about them. There's a lot of pressure on Doncaster to finish first and win that title.
Indeed. Gut feeling, are they going to do it?
I think Plymouth might nick it. I think I've been impressed. They beat, of course, Doncaster the other week. They've got the momentum. Doncaster had such a huge lead and it's disappeared. It's only 3 points now. I don't know. I just think Plymouth have got a bit more kind of a bit of form, a bit, not motivation, but I just think with the games remaining, I think Plymouth will do it.
Doncaster at Wickham next. Plymouth go to Colchester. We shall see in League Two. Fingers crossed Doncaster can hold on. We'll talk about the rest of the news in the Football League, including the return of Harry Redknapp next.
The FL 72 on Radio Yorkshire with Sam and Tom.
Yes, Sam and Tom with you through until 7, when another Tom Maguire will take over with the Proper Sport evening show. Looking forward to that between 7 and 10 o'clock tonight. And then David Bolton will be here with Yorkshire Knights from 10. We're discussing the Football League and the wider news in the Football League. And Tom, were you firstly surprised to see Gianfranco Zola quit Birmingham?
Nope. It's been a disaster, isn't it, really? Two wins in... Is it 24 games? It was a bizarre decision, and you know, in a way, it kind of, from an outside perspective, it's not nice, but it's kind of a, well, you know, you shouldn't really have got rid of Rowett in the first place. He's landed on his feet in a way at Derby, a better club in terms of where you expect them to finish. And yeah, you could tell his days were numbered, not just because of the lack of wins, but the dreaded vote of confidence came out. Harry Redknapp came in so quickly, you've got to think a plan was there already and that he's probably going to get sacked soon enough, and maybe he quit before he was sacked. We'll never know.
Are you surprised to see Harry Redknapp go in there?
It is, because obviously he's just there for the three games initially. It does seem like they've just got someone in just to stay up. They are in trouble at that end of the table. They really have been dragged into that relegation battle, especially after the loss against Burton. With Rowett, they were challenging for playoffs, but there we go. And Harry Redknapp's obviously someone that they've seen that can just come in, get the job done over the three games. If he's the right option in the long term, I'm not too sure. But it's trying to obviously find that short-term boost. And of course, Neil Warnock's at Cardiff and Tony Adams has gone to Granada. So there we are.
I tell you what, it'd be good to see Tony Adams in the Football League again.
I don't know.
For Birmingham, though, are you concerned still that they may go down, or they brought Harry Redknapp in to make that immediate impact? 3 points above the relegation zone. They're in 20th at the moment. Nottingham Forest have 45 points. They're just a point above the relegation zone, where Blackburn Rovers sit. Wigan still in with a squeak of staying up, have 40 points in 23rd, as we know. Rotherham 18 points. So they did get a point at the weekend.
Well done.
A second point in 2017. The stadium smelt of champagne afterwards.
We've been
Rotherham.
Saving this day for a very long time.
But Blackburn over the Easter weekend have given themselves a huge lifeline. They're almost cut adrift. A win on Good Friday, beating Nottingham Forest, who are dragged right into it now. And then a draw against Bristol City have got themselves pretty much out of danger with the remaining games that are left. But the concern for me looking at Birmingham is they have the, by far and away, the worst goal difference, minus 21, compared to minus 12 of Forest and minus 15 of Blackburn.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, thank God Rotherham are there for them, for on their minus 59 to save them. But yeah, I think a Nottingham Forest or a Birmingham City going down will really kind of, I'm not going to say surprise, because a few people did kind of expect it, but it will kind of be a bit of a wake-up call for those clubs that, you know, we expected Blackburn, Wigan, Rotherham, those teams, Burton Albion as well, they've managed to drag themselves away from it. We expected them to be in and around the relegation zone. Birmingham, Nottingham Forest, it will be... it's an absolute disaster for any team, but it's going to be an absolute disaster for them to drop into League One, with especially Birmingham, with what could have been. They were in a great position. They made the managerial change. It hasn't paid off whatsoever. And for Nottingham Forest, they've been down the end of the table for a couple of seasons now. It's not a happy fan base anyway. It'll be, you know, a real kick in the teeth if they are to drop down to League One. Like in the playoff positions, I think at the moment, after this weekend, we'll get a much clearer picture of where teams are going to go.
Just looking at the final three games for all the sides, Birmingham, Harry Redknapp walks into a Birmingham derby away at Villa at the weekend on Sunday. That one in front of the TV cameras. That's probably why he's gone, just to get on telly again.
And in the car window.
Birmingham hosts Huddersfield Town.
Yes.
And then away at Bristol City on the final day of the season. They're really three tough games for Birmingham. Forest, they host Reading, another tough game. Away at QPR not really much to play for, not in the greatest of form. And then they host Ipswich on the final day of the season. And for Blackburn, Wolves away on Saturday. Wolves are picked up. Aston Villa then go to Ewood Park the week after. And then it's away at Brentford on the final day of the season. And we mentioned Wolves, and obviously they're decent form, but Villa have been in good form as well. They've lost their last two, but they've run into better sides,
yeah,
in terms of top six opposition for their back-to-back defeats, losing against Fulham and Reading. But before that, well, they won six of their last eight games.
I think in the grander scale and the bigger picture is it's still going to be a disappointment for Villa fans. You're looking at just coming off the back of an awful Premier League campaign last season. A lot of positivity around the club in the summer, really, with the changes, with the players that were coming in. You could sense that there was that positivity, that that was kind of the turning point, that things would get better from now on. They'll kick on. They'll mount a serious charge back to the Premier League. I'm not saying that that's going to come overnight, come in a season, but you'd still be expecting them to be challenging a bit more than they have been, because no point in the season have they looked a threat to the promotion places. And that's not saying, oh, they should have got promoted this season, but you'd have liked to see them push closer to the playoffs, really be a bit of a contender for the playoffs, to give themselves something to kind of build on for next season. And, you know, you expect them to get better next season, but looking at this year, it's been a very disappointing year for them.
Indeed, Steve Bruce will want to finish on a high, though. In terms of, we mentioned the games, who do you see going down? Obviously, Rotherham are there. Wigan, definitely for me, I can't see them surviving.
Yeah, it's a big ask, isn't it?
I had a sneaky feeling all year that Blackburn somehow survive. And I still think they might.
If they do, it'll be Owen. It'll all be Owen Coyle. Selflessly leaving to help the greater good. They've been better since, obviously, Mowbray came in, the managerial change. I'm just looking at Forest and Birmingham now. I think, okay, Birmingham made the managerial change, but they're just so depleted, the sides. They're just so down. They're struggling. The results just aren't coming the way, like most teams down there. But I'm just looking at Forest more than anything. I think that, like you said, I've just got a sneaky feeling that Blackburn will somehow, however they do it, stay up. And I think Forest might take their place and go down to League One.
Yeah, I agree. I think Forest are going to go down. But I also think that Blackburn will finish higher than Birmingham.
Possibility.
I would say Harry doesn't win a game.
Oof.
I
think they made the managerial change now because it's embarrassing enough as it is. But televised local derby, tough games after that. I think they obviously just wanted to give themselves a bit more of a chance. But I think it's going to be too much of an ask for him to make a drastic change.
Indeed, we shall be back with good days, bad days in a few moments' time, which doesn't feature Tom's favourite Mick McCarthy, despite winning two games over Easter. Find out which team made it instead next.
Proper Sport at 6.
Yes, it's good days, bad days, Sub Radio Yorkshire. Tom Carnduff's original feature.
Yes.
I thought you had a new feature this week. Tom Carnduff investigates.
Easter got in the way of it. I got 48 cream eggs, by the way. If you want a cream egg, I'll bring some in next week.
Excellent.
All right. Got literally 48 cream eggs. Anyway, moving on
to the feature of all features. Good days, bad days. You cannot get rid of it. It is it's the cockroach of features. Good days, bad days. Tom gives us a good day in this feature would survive
nuclear war. Yeah. Maybe we'll find out soon, hope.
Yeah, potentially. Good days, bad days, very simple. A good day across the leagues,
yes.
Bad day across the leagues. Tom, for this week, away you go. You can take your time.
Championship, good day, Rotherham, right? I could have given it
what?
To anyone, but at what point in the season have they been able to be a good day? They got a point. Happy days. They got a point.
But they got beat on Monday.
But they got a point. And it's their only. I'm not going to be able to put them in as a good day any other time, I think forever. So I'm going to put them in. Bad for Birmingham. Of course, 2-0 loss drags them into that relegation battle that we've just been talking about. Not good.
Good because they got Harry.
Moving on. League One. Good for Sheffield United. Of course, Champions League One.
Smelling
convincing.
Sweet champagne.
Smells of champagne. They're on it all the time. It's just great for them. Bad for Port Vale. Fourth consecutive loss means they drop into the relegation zone of League One. Good day for Portsmouth. Could have been any of the teams there, but they've secured promotion back to League One after what's been, you know, everyone knows the fall of Portsmouth, so that's good news for them. Bad day for Newport, their heavy 6-1 defeat against Plymouth, who are also promoted, means they sit in the relegation zone with 3 games left. That was nice and relaxed for a change this week. Good days, bad days for this week.
Excellent, yeah. Congratulations to Paul Cook, former Burnley midfielder, of course, winning promotion at Portsmouth.
Manager.
And Portsmouth manager. And, of course, friend of Radio Yorkshire, Burnley legend, Bradford legend, Robbie Blake on the coaching staff as well.
Well done, well done.
Well done. Well done, Robbie lad. Go on, son. That is good days, bad days for this week. We'll do some transfer news.
On DAB Digital Radio, online and with...
Or not. we'll play the news jingle.
Are we using the news intro for transfer news now?
Yes.
Is that a hint that you want
news.
A transfer news intro?
News after all, Tom.
Okay.
News. All right. So, yes, we need more news.
More news.
Yes, we could have some transfer news for the final 90 seconds of the show.
Yes.
Can you get us underway?
For against transfer news, the Mick McCarthy thing, Theresa May's election means we can bring back the, you know, we did that US presidential election, McCarthy-Evans. It's coming back. I don't know when, but it'll come back. Transfer news. Been busy on 72.co.uk.
I'm not sure the show will come back.
It's the week after the playoffs. Anyway, moving on. 72.co.uk, lots of transfer news. Latest Wolves set to make a move for Derby County's Chris Martin. That's been rumoured, of course. The whole thing with him being happy at Fulham, etc., etc. I can't pronounce this one. Gesoma Fofana, Aston Villa, in competition with a whole host of Premier League clubs to try and secure his signature. And then we'll use one more. Championship side, Queen's Park Rangers, weighing up a move for Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Charlie Owens this summer. And, right, I'll throw in the Preston one. We've got time. Preston North End could be set to sign Ada McGeady for a fee of £2.5
million.
Yes, he's
Where
been
are they on... getting that from? Are Preston not skint?
Well, they've been in the Championship for a while, haven't they? So you'd imagine they've got some money, and he's been such an important player for them this year.
There we go. Potentially Preston spending big. Spending big.
Spending the money.
Summer. Maybe we should have took the news early. Thanks, Tom, for that. Tom Maguire is next with the proper sports evening show. David Bolton is here from 10 with Yorkshire Nights. Darren Harper back from 6:30 a.m. When you wake up. That's been it for the FL 72.